Hello, I'm Sasha Keir with the latest news, sports and weather. Starting with national news, nearly 6 years after two-year-old Emran was killed by a collapsing ice sculpture at Luxembourg City's winter market, his family says they are still waiting for answers and for the case to finally go to trial. Questions remain over who is responsible, where the main mistakes lie and how this could have happened. Plans are advancing for a new athletics complex in Ham to replace the Stade José Bartel, with completion targeted for the end of 2028 ahead of the Games of the Small States. The City Council is set to vote on the second phase before Christmas. The project, estimated at around €140 million, will include two athletic stadiums and later add two football pitches and a sports hall. In other news, US media are reporting that the man suspected of shooting two National Guard soldiers near the White House was an Afghan national who had served alongside American troops in Afghanistan. President Trump called it an act of terror. Hong Kong firefighters are scouring the scorched high-rises for over 250 people listed as missing, a day after the financial hub's worst blaze in decades killed at least 55 in an apartment block. Today was the US set deadline for Ukraine to sign a peace plan with Russia, though Washington now calls it flexible. President Zelensky says Ukraine is ready to advance on the revised proposal, despite remaining differences. Meanwhile, EU chief Ursula von der Leyen vowed yesterday that Europe would keep supporting Ukraine and pressurizing Russia until a, quote, just and lasting peace. America celebrates Thanksgiving today. New York's Macy's Parade features giant balloons and floats, whilst Native American groups hold a National Day of Mourning in Massachusetts. President Trump will speak to US service members from Mar-a-Lago later. Moving to sports and starting with football, Liverpool suffered a 4-1 Champions League loss to PSV at Anfield, their ninth defeat in 12 games. Arsenal beat Bayern Munich 3-1 to take top spot in the table, while PSG defeated Tottenham 5-3 and Real Madrid edged Olympiacos 4-3. In the National Football Championship, two catch-up matches were played last night. League leaders FC Differdange failed to beat Rodange, drawing 2-2. Racing beat Hesper 1-1, and in the table, Differdange now hold a 6-point lead over Bissen and Strassen. And in Formula One, Max Verstappen is seeking a hat-trick of Qatar Grand Prix wins this weekend, but is trailing McLaren's Lando Norris by 24 points with two races remaining. Norris needs just a 2-point advantage to claim his first Formula One World Championship on Sunday. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. After a misty start, we're in for a cold and cloudy day with zero chance of sunshine. But the mist will lift as the day progresses, giving way to clearer, though still grey skies. Expect some light afternoon drizzle and maybe even a chance of icy drizzle with highs of only 1 to 3 degrees.